Well, it's only been a week since I did my little audio boo about Hillsborough and the problem of how what happened on the day has been completely taken out of context, and quite frankly, people in the British media have written lies about it. They wrote lies about it at the time. People who are working for Rupert Murdoch, to the credit of Rupert Murdoch, I know he's always under fire for something, but to his credit, he forced, at the time, the editor who had sort of spread the lies to apologise. Of course, this person has now recently said, well, I only apologise because I was forced to by my boss, not because I accepted that it was lies. So that hasn't changed. But what has changed is the fact that, you know, people are now sort of coming out and admitting that basically they apologise for something, but really they've kept the same view. And I was doing a podcast about how Christopher Eccleston, a.k.a. Doctor Who, has recently said that that was his, when he did the Jimmy McGovern drama about Hillsborough, that was the most important piece of work he's done. And, of course, you have the aftermath of when, and you have to be careful when you say his name, when Jeremy Hunt described Hillsborough, sort of blamed hooligans on Hillsborough. Of course, that was false. He got his information wrong. It wasn't his opinion. He simply got his information wrong. He had to apologise, and his apology can still be found on the official government website for the Department for Culture, Media and Sport. And the Home Secretary had to go to Parliament to clarify the situation, to say, well, look, the blame was not the supporters. The blame was basically at the door of the police. That's been straightened out. Well, now The Echo is reporting that a Boston Globe columnist has he's under fire because he has wrongly described Hillsborough as a riot. Columnist Alex Beam provoked widespread anger among LFC fans when he said internet fan sites are still agonizing over a 21-year-old soccer riot that killed 96 people. The article for the Boston Globe has since been amended, and the findings of the Taylor Report, which completely absolved supporters of any blame for the 1989 tragedy in Sheffield, acknowledged. Beam also branded Liverpool grotty, describing it as Worcester without the glitz. The journalist's skewed editorial read, even by the deranged standards of European soccer, Red fans are totally bonkers. The excitable internet fan sites are still agonizing over a 21-year-old soccer riot that killed 96 people. So, if you have an opinion on that, feel free, go to the Boston Globe and register your opinion about this idiot.